Mr. Chairman. The restoration of Palestine to the Jews is decreed alike by history and international law as providing the only just and lasting solution to one of the most tragic and urgent problems of our time, the problem of the homelessness and suffering of uprooted Jewry. Jewish Palestine is now a living, growing reality and has become an important factor in the economic development and social progress of the Middle East. With the establishment of the Jewish state, a secure and valuable link will be forged between East and West. Many peoples, Romans, Greeks, Arabs, Turks, and others, have invaded and conquered Palestine since the Jews were dispossessed, but none of them have ever identified themselves as a nation with that country. It is only the Jewish people, attached to Palestine over 3,000 years and made by Palestine, which has made of Palestine a historic country. Jews are remaking Palestine again today and are being remade in that process. The historic connection between the Jewish people and Palestine lives not only in the hearts of the Jews, but also in the conscience of the entire civilized world. That conscience is especially active among English-speaking peoples, and it is no accident that the modern pledge to restore Palestine to the Jewish people should have come from England and America. The Balfour Declaration was issued by a British cabinet, sponsored by a president of the United States of America, and acknowledged at the time by the representatives of the Arab people, the Emir Faisal, son of the Sharif of Mecca, who was then representing the Arab world at a peace conference, and by the Syrian Arab Committee. When three generations ago, Jews began their modern times return to their country, they found it derelict, neglected, poor, supporting only a small and primitive population. Many people, even experts, expressed doubts as to whether Palestine could be rehabilitated, and even graver doubts as to whether the Jews could do it. We have done it. We have worked in the midst of vast territories called the Middle East. Territories which suffer from underpopulation, abject poverty, disease, exploitation, degradation of labor and of women. And we have succeeded in building up in Palestine a new civilization, a modern agriculture and industry, with a fairly high standard of living, with important social, economic and cultural values. Given the necessary freedom, we can turn Palestine into a prosperous country, a model for the whole Middle East. We have settled so far over 600,000 Jews in 1/16th part of Western Palestine. The Balfour Declaration applied to the whole of Palestine, east and west of the Jordan. The eastern part, called Transjordan, was later cut off and given over entirely to the Arabs. Jewish settlement was confined to Western Palestine. The result was that Transjordan has remained poor and undeveloped, with a static population, while in Western Palestine the Arab population has doubled and the standard of living is higher than in any other Arab country. The Jewish people is now faced with the dire necessity of bringing over to Palestine in the near future some 1,200,000 Jews, the remnant of European Jewry and the Jewish communities in Oriental countries. There is ample room for these and more in Palestine, It are disturbing the present population, Jewish or Arab. Even now, 70% of the land in Western Palestine is uncultivated and unsettled. 9/10 of its water resources are entirely unused and wasted. Industry is only beginning. What the Jews have done so far in a small part of the country, they can do in the rest of Palestine. The safest way to achieve all these is to hand over the mandate for Palestine to the Jewish people itself, which means to establish a Jewish commonwealth. In that commonwealth, Muslims and Christians will have the same right as Jews. The Jewish commonwealth will cooperate with its Arab neighbors to promote economic development, social progress, and political independence in the Middle East within the framework of the United Nations, and will thus become a pillar of strength for the peace, prosperity, and progress of the entire Middle East.